Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 10th, 2026. According to the inspired solar lunar calendar, it is Tammuz 25, 57, 87. So now we are ready to continue in Micah. And that is the fifth chapter, verse 1. Woman, you must mobilize your troops. This is almost like today's news, isn't it? One will put a siege against us. There is every indication that we are fighting a very serious battle in the area of Iran today. They will strike one ethically managing most powerful prevails with a club on the jaw. Of course, most powerful prevails is phonetically the word Israel. Verse 2, food place faithful. That's the word food place is Bethlehem. Ephratah, you are insignificant in thousands of praise originator. That is Judah. We call that area Israel, but it's not. It's Judah. Israel's more appropriately the term for the English-speaking people worldwide. One ruling and most powerful prevails, that's Israel. From you for me will go out. That would sound like Bibi Netanyahu. His origins are for what is before, his continuous days. So I think this is an important world figure that we just don't really recognize. Verse 3. Therefore, he will give them until the time period of gestating. You know what the time period of gestating is? Well, I suppose you do. It's 9 months. His remaining siblings will return to most powerful real sons. Verse 4, he will stand and tend with eternal originator strength, with the majesty of his name, most powerful. That is the word Elohim, eternal originator, that is again repeated the word Yahweh that I did not mention earlier in this verse. They will marry. Wow, this is coming up to a time when 144,000 will marry Supreme. This is a positively thrilling time. He will be great to planet's end. He will be installed as the world ruler. Verse 5, he will be level playing success. He will enter our land. He will tread our fortresses. He will establish 7 tenders and 8 earthling appointees on behalf of him. Verse 6, they will shatter level playing's hand with sword and rebel's hand with its opening. These were ancient enemies, level plain being Assyria. And he will rescue us from level plain. So that is a picture of the past and the present. He will enter our land. He will tread in our territories. Verse 7. Heel's remnant will be among many peoples like dew from eternal originator, that's Yahweh. Like copious showers, that's a benefit of Supreme, on vegetation that linger not for a human nor wait for sons of an earthling. Verse 8, Heel's remnant will be in ethnic groups among many people, like the lion with forced animals, like the young lion in flocks of sheep. He will oppress them as he passes and tear to pieces. We're living in the worst times in human history right now, just before the Empire Supreme is established. No one will rescue. Verse 9, your hand will be high over your foes. All who are your enemies will be cut off. Eternal originator's communication, verse 10. It will happen on that day. Notice those words. That day. It is just dead ahead of us. Supreme further states, as this man quotes him, I will cut off your horses from among you. I will destroy your vehicles. Verse 11, I will cut off your lands, towns, and tear down your fortifications. Verse 12, I will cut off witchcrafts from your hand. He is very upset with our satanic, demonic aspects of society. Cloud ones are not for you. That is more demonism. We're intoxicated by demons. Verse 13, I will cut off your statues. That, of course, is, as he puts it in the next part of the sentence, and your phalli, that is erect penises that are called steeples and other things that are really ridiculously evil, pulsating with very sexual symbolism from among you. You are no longer to involve yourself with your hands' work. It's idolatry. I will, verse 14, pluck out your happy progressions from you. That's the female aspects of the evil society that has its male symbols too. I will destroy your towns. I will execute vengeance that they have not heard in ethnic groups with nose and extreme displeasure. That brings us to the end of this chapter. So we will stop there and make a few comments before closing in today's podcast. Today's events worldwide are getting worse and more horrible consistently with every day. But the point is, we must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving. We must flee coveting. We must flee dishonoring our parents. We must flee stealing. We must flee murdering. We must be being renovated now, or we will die, friends. I hope you choose life.